to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, folks. Second hour of the National Intel Report, and I've had my co-host for Cash Flow on with me. I was only going to bring up for a few minutes, but, well, in radio, things get rolling, and you don't want to stop it. But, James, let me get this done in the next 4 minutes here. Mm-hmm. Truman Weatherly, he wants to go into the college campuses, and he wants to get to the college students that these credit card companies are actually sending their recruiters, and you just thought it was the military sending recruiters. No, no, no. Think of it this way. The Monopoly boys are on the college campuses trying to get these kids to sign up for credit cards, giving them free T-shirts and whatever else. When you're in college, you'll take anything that's free. Oh, I just fill this out and I get a free shirt. Hey, yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But this is how they're trapping them into the credit mess. They're going after the young and pliable minds out there, and a lot of them still in adults in training, if you're familiar with college mentality. At any rate, Weatherly, and we are going to set this thing off, and we want some people, and I know there's a lot of people at U of T listen to this program. If you could do us a favor and contact the network, 800-724-2719, we want to get to some professors in your university. We want to get to your academic people, and we want them to be aware of what's going on. And we're basically going to be recruiting academia in all of these colleges across the United States to get in. And even if maybe we can do even corporate-style video conferencing, but we're going to start tying this thing together, and we're going to start going after the very same people that they're going after, folks. And you know what, James, I wanted to say this, and I started to say this before, that you got kind of freaked out a little bit when this guy, oh, we need to shoot the bankers. Well, folks, I'm with James here. I don't want to see people running around in the streets with AK-47s, even though that, who knows what holds in the future. It may come down to literally a fight for our lives. But an educational process, in other words, the other side wants us to act in such a way that they can paint us as just revolutionaries and anti-government, yeah, and terrorists.
They want the violence.
That's right, they do. But what they're not prepared for is a reasoned and a common approach, just a common sense approach to this problem. And that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to kill them with the information because they can't stand on their lives anymore. So any folks down there or parents listening to the program, if you've got a U of T student down there, give us a call here at the network, 800-724-2719. We're going to get with Truman that is working on his end. Where's he out of, California?
Yeah, he's in Marina Del Rey.
Marina Del Rey. California. So we're setting this thing up, and we're going to push forward to this. We're going to go after tens, hundreds of thousands of college kids in campuses across this country. And we need your help. What else are you doing today, folks? You got something pressing. You got to go to the grocery store. You got to go take a trip to the refrigerator to go feed your face. Listen to what we are saying. This is a recruiting exercise to help save this country. And the only way to do that is, and imagine this, busting the paradigm of the political thought that they need to vote for Hillary, they need to vote for John McCain or Mitt Romney. Once we get done with this, it's going to be the person best qualified that knows and understands the Constitution and the real rule of law. And we can put this political mess aside. James, they need to contact you at 877-331-0626 or give them an email.
Get debt relief now at gmail.com.
Get debt relief now at gmail.com. James, I will see you on the air tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Hey, bye-bye. I appreciate you coming up.
No problem.
Thank you. All right, folks, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A day without encounter with the cops is like a day without sunshine. Round Rock PD on the job. I didn't know they were so hot over road rage. I'm surprised they didn't respond with a platoon. And it was really weird because they showed up, and I was on air. And I went out to talk to these guys, and I said, look, guys, I'm on a break. I got to get back on the air. Well, when can you come out? I said, well, give me 15 minutes. So when I went back out there, they just looked at me and gave me a long look, and I said, and? And they just stood there and looked at me. And I said, well, we got the other side of the story. We're done here. Okay. I said, thanks, I think. Anyhow, Round Rock PD on the job. At any rate, where was I? Oh, yeah, folks, we have been begging and pleading and doing a lot of different things to try to get the message of the network out there. Now, how many times have you expressed or heard expressed on this radio program or any other program on this network? Well, I tried to talk to these people, they glaze over and they think I'm an idiot. Well, okay, if you're not the best communicator, just simply tell them to come to the network and listen. That's all you got to do. That's all that you have to do. You know, and I've warned people over the years, you know, and I'm, this is no slight to people of faith out there, so don't take it like this. But you have the people in the Jesus Save camps, the ones that stick out like sore thumbs, are the ones that are absolutely slavering over themselves, and they're real aggressive. And have you been saved? Well, you got to be saved. And I will talk to these people, and I remember this happening a couple of months ago in McDonald's. And I don't go to Mickey D's that often, but when I got to shove something down my gullet, you know, shove some groceries down my gullet here, and, you know, got to do something, because I'm hypoglycemic. If I don't eat something, I start shaking all over the place. But this guy, I'm sitting there very quietly drinking my coffee and eating whatever I was eating. And this guy's sitting at a table, and he looks over and he smiles. Smiled back, and I continued reading the paper and drinking my coffee. And I looked over, and he had a Bible in front of him. I thought, oh, okay, cool. And I forget how the conversation engaged, but here it came. Have you been saved? And I said, well, I said, Jesus saves? Well, yes, he does. Oh, okay. All right. So I'm talking to the guy. Now, the people that you will pay attention most to in your life, and I don't care if it's on subject of spirituality, I don't care if it's seeking somebody that you need some information from, the people that I pay attention to the most are the people that walk with a quiet confidence. And what I mean by that is, yes, they have the information, but they walk with a quiet confidence like, you got to know what this guy's up to. We're naturally curious creatures, folks. You know, God built that into us. And we're naturally curious. If you think somebody knows something that you don't, they're going to want to know what it is you know. Okay, there's a difference between being sold and buying. And this guy was hard selling me like crazy. And I listened to him for a few minutes, and I smiled. And I noticed something about this guy. I've got a pretty good instinct, folks. And I noticed that there's something really lacking in this guy. And he's trying to fulfill his entire life by reading the Word. And I'm not saying, and again, don't misinterpret what I am about to say here. There's nothing wrong with a strong spiritual faith. But if you're using that to cover up for other things, I don't care if you're a heroin addict, I don't care if you're a Bible addict, or whatever the case may be. I looked at this guy, having this sense that something really is afoul in this guy's life. And I looked at him and I said, do you believe the good Lord forgives? He said, absolutely. I said, yeah. I said, I think that too. And I said, but you know what the other part of that equation is? That you have to forgive yourself. You got to tell yourself, you know what, I screwed up, or I whatever, but I've learned my lesson and I'm going to move on. And during that, this is the weirdest encounter I've ever had. But when I said that, this guy looked at me, and his complete demeanor, for you new age people out there, his aura changed. Everything about that man changed at that moment. Because whatever he did, and I didn't dig into himself personally, I just looked at him and I said, you got a few demons, don't you? And he goes, yes, I do, and I'm trying to beat them. Well, and when I made that comment to him about, you know, if the Lord forgives you, it's okay to forgive yourself as well. Learn your lesson and move on. And, you know, it's the same way with anything else, folks. If you're not a great communicator, and I've warned people about being what I termed the patriot dump. And we've all done this. We've got DVDs. We've got paperwork. We've got examples. We've got government paper. We got documentation. We got all this stuff. Now, you come up on Joe Schmo from Kokomo that doesn't know his keister from a hole in the ground, and you want to just impart all this knowledge on the guy. And it doesn't take too long until that guy starts to glaze over. Or woman. Doesn't take long at all. Now, I've got the uncanny ability to dialogue with people. But what I do is when I engage them, I'll speak with them and I'll get out of them what their concerns are. And I'll address their concerns. And then I'll add a little bit more information. And then I'll withdraw a little bit. If a person is smart, if he's inquisitive, if he has a conscience, if he even gives a tinker's damn, if you display to him a quiet confidence and you've got information, he's going to start asking you questions. There is an art to human communications that a lot of us have forgotten how to do it. And it's becoming harder and harder and harder to communicate with people because people are so scared. They are so fearful. You say boo and they jump. There are a lot of factors at work as to why these people are scared out of their minds. They may look the same, but can you tell which guy has, if you line two people up, and one guy's got chronic ulcers and the other one doesn't, can you use your x-ray eyes to tell me which one has the ulcers? We're very good at masking internally what's going on with us. And you would literally be amazed, and I have, because I dialogue with any given time, any place. I don't care if it's a Stop and Rob. I don't care if it's the grocery store. I don't care. It's at the gas station. It does not matter. I will engage people and I will talk with them. And I've never... Folks, and you're talking to a guy here right now that has, I just didn't want to be bothered with people. As a young man, I just did my utmost just to stay out of people's way. I wasn't a conversationalist. I didn't engage people. I just wanted to be left the hell alone. Then came Jack Otto. Bless, rest his soul. My hero. That spent the time. That came over to my house, spent 8 hours with me, replete with DVDs and government documents and information, and the guy woke me up. Now, here I was in Michigan. Nobody knew who I was. I wasn't doing anything with my life. I was upwardly mobile yuppie or trying to get there. Got my 30s out of my way, wasted years, in my estimation, in reflection looking back. If I would have known now... Then, what I know now, things would have been different. But it's never too late. But Jack Otto had the ability to sit down and logically do a progression that not only kept my interest, it got me engaging and asking questions. And I think the art of communication, not too many people are putting too much emphasis on that. And there are a myriad ways of getting somebody's attention. There's a difference between getting their attention and keeping their attention. Now, some people prefer the in-your-face kind of a deal. You know, placards, signs, bullhorns, it doesn't matter. Whatever the hook is to get them to pay attention to you. But how long will they listen to you afterwards? And folks, we're on a mission here. I ask the good Lord, and I kid you not about this, I asked the good Lord years ago, Lord, I just want to ask a favor of you. Please, keep the ego and keep the quest for money out of me, and I will do what needs to be done. And he upheld his bargain. He certainly did that. I'm not awash in cash. I would like to think I have a fairly good sense of humor. I'm fairly well balanced. I try to keep the ego out of things. I don't have a propensity of saying, look at me, you know. Pfft, who cares? Because in a few years, I'm going to be dead, folks. A few years, you're going to be dead. Us spinning around on this little dirt ball in the sky in a universe without end. You know, scientists have actually estimated that there is over 120 billion, not million, 120 billion galaxies out there. With millions and millions and millions of suns and planets and everything in each one of these universes or galaxies. We're only going to be dancing on this little dirt ball for a short while. I'm using my life to lay down what is to come for the future generations. And that's the warning on the wall that I'm sounding. And we need your help to do it.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school?
One of these days, I know you're going to pull that pot up when I'm in here singing along with that music. Hey, I'm a great singer. Just ask my wife. She hears it in the shower all the time. Phil in Maryland. Hello, Phil.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got on when you finished reading whatever it was, the article about the gated communities and whatnot.
But I didn't even finish it. I got to roll back around to that one. I didn't even finish it yet.
Okay. Well, I catch you via podcast, which I appreciate you guys doing it. And I look forward to Tuesdays because you have Bob Chapman on. I think maybe one of the things he may, you know, stocks he may need to begin watching are like Winchester, Remington, and Federal.
Well, Winchester's out of business, so don't buy that stock.
Well, the firearms are, but they still make ammo.
Yeah.
But they're Olin Corporation. But I had heard a rumor, this is one of my questions, that they were so booked up with orders for not the military but Homeland Security that they were not going to be selling by default any military round ammo to the public anymore. And I didn't know if you had heard that.
I did not hear that.
You know, not by choice, not just saying, hey, we have a new rule, but I had heard that, you know, they had like, you know, billions of rounds of orders, mm-hmm. and they were backed up. And so anyway, that's just one thing.
Does it sound to me as it does to you, Phil, that they're planning for something real big if they're stocking up on ammo?
I think we're being pushed into a corner, John, and I do not see a lot of good ways out. And just like the gentleman that you had on before, they want things to get violent, and they want to push us into a corner, and they have their hands on the mechanisms, and they can throttle them up and throttle them down as they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions I had was listening to yesterday was I didn't get the entire explanation from Mr. Chapman about, you guys were started talking about Blackwater and, hey, one of these days we could see mercs in the street and, you know, that would not be a good thing. So the first question would be, what would be the scenario that would bring that about? I mean, I could think of a couple, but...
Well, and I, you know, the old standbys, financial collapse, rioting in the cities, a false flag operation, a small yield nuclear weapon going off, a dirty bomb, pretended attack with sarin gas in the subways, or anything like that, that would give them the excuse to lock down and go into martial law.
Yeah.
And I think what would happen here is a lot of people would just rebel against that idea that there's martial law. And it wouldn't take too much of a stretch of imagination here to think of a scenario that it's martial law and you're going to do what I say, and people are saying, no, I'm not going to be doing what you say. I'm going to conduct my life as I did yesterday and the day before, go jump off a cliff, at which time I think encounters might start and it might escalate.
Yeah, my thoughts on that are there are a lot of people that will just conform, and if it means changes in their daily schedules and carpooling or whatever the measures, you know, a lot of people are just going to conform. And I think one of the things that they want, the New World Order wants, is they want to flush out the people that are going to be rebellious first before they bring their total lockdown, so that they can, you know, get you out in the open.
See, and this is the conversation I had with Mark Kornke years ago, you know, on the idea of the militias. You know, I've got state cops and regular cops in Pennsylvania right now on routine traffic stops asking people, do you listen to this guy? Do you listen to this guy? You know, he's part of the militia.
I
told Mark, I said, look, you know, we got into this thing, and promptly the FBI responded. They infiltrated every, and I mean every patriot group out there, every militia group out there in the country. I mean, and what I got back, and this was really astounding, because during the Oklahoma City bombing deal, we got ran up on and ran up real hard. And that's because of the fax that was sent over from Oklahoma City giving us a sit rep that was rewritten, sent down to Congressman Steve Stockman's office down here in Texas. It languished for a couple of days. Somebody saw it, plucked it out of a trash can, and called the FBI.
Yeah.
Well, all hell broke loose. And I had the opportunity to talk to two FBI guys, and they sent their best. I got to give them that. They spent 2 days talking with me. And at the end of this, they let the other guy go. But the one guy just stuck around, and he looked at me, and he said, you know, he says, I'm a born-again Christian. I said, good for you. And I said, so you're for mom, apple pie, Jesus, and the American way, right? And he goes, yeah. And he admitted to me, he said, you know, he said, I don't want to see these militias disappear. We were just told to go out there and investigate them. He said, we may need them in the future.
Now, well, that's good. It's good to hear that. And I, you know, the whole militia thing is concerning. And I feel that we're at the point now where, because of the provocateurs and the people like the Quebec cops that go in and infiltrate these organizations, you know, they may have, for lack of a better term, you know, chilled that movement out a little bit, because now people are a lot more reticent to go join the militia or whatever. But on the other side of that coin is that you can't kill a monster without a head, and that's what we are.
Nor can you kill an idea.
That's right.
And they're not only trying to kill an idea, they're trying to kill the truth.
And a lot of these guys, John, that I think the Patriot movement doesn't realize yet is that the level, the shrillness of what I am hearing as a newcomer to this movement. And when I say newcomer, I'm talking in the last 2.5 years.
Hey, do me a favor, Phil. Just hang on. I'll carry you over during the break. Richard, I'll get to you and anybody else that wants to chime in today. I had a myriad of things to do, but it kind of got blown out of the water. But this is important that we're having this conversation. So hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Fred Smart will come up with us in a few minutes here to give us some current information on the Browns. But Phil, let me finish with you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were in the middle of a thought there.
I was just saying, you know, I'm a newcomer to this Patriot movement, and what I realize is that. Something that you said the other night when you were talking to a military officer who said, what should I do, stay in the military? And you said, yes, you should stay exactly where you are. And what we need to realize as a group is that there are people who are in positions in the military, in the FBI, in the BATF, and they are keeping their heads low because they don't want to see this happen either. And when the time comes when hits the rotating oscillator, you know, they are going to be the ones who are, you know, going to be giving us information and intelligence and organizing and whatnot. And to me, that is a great comfort. And I think that as patriots right now, we need to continue what you're doing and the other patriots on talk radio are doing. And we also need to, you know, be sensible, dig our heels in terms of, you know, hey, we're a constitutional republic. We believe in the Bill of Rights. We just want to keep our families. Don't stick needles in our kids if we don't want to.
That's right.
And there's some things we need to change.
I want my life. I want my life back.
Yeah, we want to be treated with benign neglect. You know?
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to use that. Benign neglect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Benign neglect. Just leave us alone. You know, live for, you know, don't tread on me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. So there are people out there. And, you know, I don't really know a lot of these names that get thrown around in the Patriot movement from years ago. You know, from even 5, 7, 10 years ago, because I'm relatively new to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just, you know, there's two words I would use, and that's buy ammo.
Well, and that is a good thing. And as I've always told people, get prepared for the, I won't say inevitable, because what we're working here is an education campaign, and we're pushing that proverbial boulder up the hill.
We want the hearts and minds of the American public where they should be, and that is in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights. And it's just exposing evil for what it is. It's exposing hypocrisy in high places and evil in high places. And it's confronting people and saying, why are you doing this? You know, this is unconstitutional. We don't have to take your vaccines. You know, we don't have to live with your lies. You know, and it's scary because, you know, there is this big beast, but there's no head that they can cut off whatsoever.
That's right. And we've got something that they don't have. We've got the truth. We've got the Constitution. We're in the right. They are in the wrong. So the more that they do, and there's an old saying, you know, that velvet glove on that fist, you know, it doesn't help that it's velvet covered. It's still, that iron fist is still going to hurt.
Yeah.
But the problem with them is that the tighter they squeeze that fist, the more people that are going to slip through.
They are. And I'm concerned about things like, you know, the people that are buying gold, for example, or silver and putting coins in their safe or wherever they're putting them. I do see barter markets opening up or, you know, for lack of a better term, underground economy, you know, when the dollar does tank, and it will tank. I mean, that's their plan. I mean, you know, Vincente Fox was on the Larry King show the other night and essentially said that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that or not. But
yeah, I didn't watch the entire thing. I watched several clips from Larry King.
Well, and then I heard CNN edited the part out where the woman called in and asked him that point blank. And he said, yeah, it's very long term, but that's what we want to do. We want to integrate under NAFTA and have a separate currency. And CNN edited it out.
And the timeline is 2010. So they're behind, and they're going to move even more rapidly. Hey, Phil, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Let me take Richard real quick, and then I'll bring up Fred Smart. Hello, Richard.
Hey, John, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I heard you. I got in on the tail end. You were talking about Apache County in Arizona.
Yeah.
I live in Apache County.
Really?
Yes. I would. Where this article that you were reading from that you didn't get to finish, where was it at?
Let me bring it back up here. It is from rumormillnews.com.
Rumor. Okay. What they're. Some of the things. They had a meeting they scheduled for. Early in October of this month, at the Board of Supervisors for Apache County, and they had so many people at the meeting. Of course, they called it in the morning, not in the evening, which would be regular meeting.
That's when most people could show up.
Right. They called it in, I think it was 8:30 in the morning. But still, they had so many people there, they had to call the fire marshal who had to dismiss the meeting and discontinue it because there were so many angry people there.
Hmm.
It's rescheduled for next Tuesday on the 16th at 5:30 in the evening.
All right. Can you do me a favor, Richard? Can you attend that meeting and report back to us?
Sure.
Okay. I would greatly appreciate that because
some of the things they're trying to do, what most people feel is that this is a lot of California money coming into Arizona here, and they want to just change the rules and change the whole ballgame here.
Well, and my wife, out of the Round Rock Leader, believe this or not, we got thrown out of our old place. Our lease expired on our old building, only to bring in the Round Rock Leader, which is nothing but a little corporation paper. Very little good news in it. But my wife reads this thing, just to see what's happening locally. And here in Williamson County, they're talking about starting to deny bond to people and classifying more of them as being flight risk or whatever else. And when she told me about that, I said, what did you say? Well, yeah, they're going to start denying bond to people. Now, how many different directions does that fly in the face of due process and justice that you're innocent until you're able to prove yourself guilty? Well, you're going to be so guilty, they're going to deny you bond. You're not going to be able to prepare for a case against whatever they're accusing you of. And they're going to restrict you and hurt you economically by keeping you caged until they take their good old time to bring you up in front of a judge. Can we say lack of habeas corpus here?
Well, I see that. I'm former law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, former peace officer.
Okay. All right.
Well, you have to understand, in Arizona here, it is called ASPOST, which is Arizona. It's peace officer standards and training, not law enforcement. Peace officer standards and training, but yet they're called law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
So
how long were you in as a police officer?
I was in 8 years. I had to retire due to a medical condition, and I was down on the border. I lived on the border near the border for 20 years. So I'm fully familiar with the immigration problem. And I saw what was going on, and I saw what was going on in government as far as the so-called, quote-unquote, law enforcement agencies were involved with the federal government.
By the way, did you hear my comments about Jack McLam?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think about that? Because I see Jack getting older, and I'll tell you what, Richard, I mean, I was going around the country, and I witnessed this. I saw Jack McLam stand in front of 1,000, 2,000 people at a time, come out with a little sport coat on, and everybody knew who he was. And then he'd do like a little game, you know, he'd loosen up his tie a little bit, and then he'd take his jacket off, and then he'd be standing there in his Phoenix PD uniform, and people would go nuts. But Jack, he's getting on more in years. He did Operation Vampire Killer, which everybody in the Patriot community took those books, bought them, you know, case at a time, and was passing them out to every cop that they saw. I remember one night I took an armload of those things. There was about 8 or 9 of them standing outside, of, believe it or not, a Dunkin' Donuts. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I get out of my car, and I'm walking up to these guys, and I said, gentlemen, excuse me. They all turned around. They looked at me, saw that what I was holding was a book and not a gun, but they all placed their hands on their weapons. I said, stand down, gentlemen. I said, this is not a threat here. So I had the opportunity to talk to 9 of them. 8 of them took the books. And when I look at Jack, he's mired in answering emails. He's been doing aid and abet Police Against the New World Order for many years. But I see him becoming less and less effective.
Well, you're right. It's because of his age. But you also have to remember, another point of this is, John, these agencies are going after the young recruits.
Mm-hmm.
I can attest to this, and I can swear to this. They want the young ones because they're young and dumb, and they will do anything to further their career and do anything they're told to further their career. I know that sounds negative, but I've been there and I've seen them.
Right.
And everybody can call me and say, no, I'm not a veteran because I only was on 8 years, but that's besides the point. I know what I saw.
Right.
And the young ones will. They will do it. And as far as the Constitution, they don't have any clue what the Constitution is, means, or anything.
Well, and Richard, just the encounter an hour and a half ago I had with 3 of Round Rock's finest, they were all younger. And I just had this sense when I was talking to them. And a cop, you being an ex-cop, you know that when you go into a situation, you never know what to expect.
Correct.
But there was just me standing there, and there was 3 of them, and they were younger. And if I would have made what they consider to be a threatening move or whatever, I just had the sense that these 3 guys are going to be all over me. And I looked at them, I said, what are all you guys doing here? Well, we're responding to a call. And I said, oh, okay. So we talked for a few minutes. I had to come back in the studio and you know, get on with the show, and I walked out during the next break, and I don't know who they called, and I don't know what exactly happened, but when I walked back out there, they all got out of their cars, and for the longest 10 seconds of my life, I was standing there looking at them, And they looked at me and said, well, no, we got the other side of the story. We're done here. Have a nice day. And I looked at them and I said, thank you, I think. And I turned around and walked away. But the impression I got, well, these guys were ready to do battle at the drop of a hat.
Well, that's what they're taught, John. They're taught, and I don't know, I can't say this for every academy or every police force or any, but I only know what I know. But what they are taught is that everyone you encounter is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Everyone you encounter is out to do your harm.
Yeah.
They fail to state to these young men and older, whatever age they are, they fail to state that these are citizens of the United States, that they should be treated with respect unless they're criminals.
Right.
Unless they do something but they don't, John. They teach them. It is. You'd have to go to an academy to really understand the mindset that is being taught, and that's why I said they want them young because they're so impressionable.
Well, and I had an encounter, and I asked, it's strange you should bring this up, in Battle Creek, Michigan, I saw a guy in a Meijer store. It's kind of similar to, I guess, Kmart or whatever down here in Texas. But at any rate, I'm in there, and this guy is sitting there doing his reports, and I walked up to him, and I said, can I talk to you for a few minutes? And he was kind of reluctant. He goes, yeah, well, you know, what do you want?
Right.
And I start engaging him and talking with him, and he looks at me and he said, you know what? He said, people don't know how to conduct themselves. They can't police themselves. And he says, that's why we're here. And I looked at him and I said, and you firmly believe that? And he said, absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. And I says, and that's the state of mind of police officers today?
Yes.
That you trust nobody? Everybody is the enemy?
Yes, that's just what they're taught, John.
My parting shot to that guy was, I turned around and looked at him, and I smiled, and I said, you understand how thin your blue line is, don't you? I said, you should have a little bit more respect. And I just walked away, and this guy stopped doing his paperwork, and he watched me. You know, every once in a while, I'd glance back over my shoulder, and he's sitting there watching me walk away till I was out of sight.
Right, because he instantly mistrusted you because of the way he had been taught.
Yeah.
You are not a citizen, John. You are just a
potential enemy.
Yeah.
I could be a terrorist.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, thanks a bunch. And do me a favor, check out that meeting in Apache County and call back in.
Oh, yes. I'm going to make every effort to go and do. They've had it scheduled, and they've even scheduled it because there's so many people and so many angry people. I'll bet you any money they have of deputies sitting all around there.
Uh-huh.
And they've scheduled it now for the high school in the auditorium because there's so many people.
Well, it ought to be a raucous affair, and if you can, take a video camera with you.
I'm going to try and tape. If I can't take a video, I'm going to try and get a tape recorded.
All right, very good. All right, Richard, hey, thanks for your call.
You bet, John.
Appreciate it. You know, I can't believe how many police officers and former police officers listen to this show. I mean, I must do something here. I mean, and I'll sit and I'll call them the corporate Keystone Coffer cops. And I hope that I have made my explanation clear here. I'm not against peace officers. I'm not against people that will put their lives on the line and put themselves in dangerous situations when danger threatens other people. I'm not opposed to that. But what I am opposed to is your policy. And your policies that you guys are taking without even thinking about it and, you know, flying in the face of the Constitution until I turn around and sue you or take you to court. That ain't the way this is supposed to work. I've got Fred Smart online here. Sorry to keep you holding, Fred. Go ahead. You got some information on the Browns?
Hey, John.
Hi.
Yeah. I don't know if people listening are aware, but the individuals who are assembling every week at Tuesdays, Brown supporters, members of the Free State Project, meet at a place called Murphy's Tap. And
where is this at, Fred?
I believe it's in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And 10 U.S. Marshals showed up. As all of these people were meeting at Murphy's Tap, 10 U.S. Marshals armed and sat down, did not interact, did not talk, did not do anything. So it was quite a, you know, sort of us, them, you know, here the Free Staters are all gathering in this wonderful local pub, which is an open carry situation. And I guess some of the videos of these open carry events have spread around the internet. So, I mean, these people are under a microscope, and there's quite a lot of intimidation going on.
So we got 10 federal marshals that plop themselves down, don't interact, mm-hmm. don't engage, but they were just there.
They were just there. Exactly. Yep.
Now, Fred, this doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the intimidation factor here, that we're watching you. Well, the one thing they don't understand, Fred, is we're watching them, I think, a little closer than they're watching us.
Well, you know, you and I talked about this, and this whole idea of, you know, the light shining on all of us, and Ed and Elaine Brown really not only took a stand, but they exposed themselves to bodily harm, to loss of life, loss of limb, and yet they, by comparison, have had, you know, all along a relatively open door policy of accepting visitors and people coming, people going. And, you know, here you have a situation where a private business establishment, which turned around this bar, it used to be a triple X sex bar or something like that, but they cleaned the whole place up. They have been a good example of bringing entrepreneurship back to the community,
mm-hmm.
and it's well attended. There's everybody feels a lot safer with the clientele there. And 10 marshals show up, and there's no interaction, and all these other people feel immediately like they're being watched, they're being threatened, like something's going on. So,
Fred, I would have had a ball if I had 10 marshals that I could have talked to all in one sitting. Are you kidding? To me, that's an opportunity. I wouldn't feel threatened or intimidated by that.
Well, maybe more color, more of the story will come out. I'm not sure, but I think this one gentleman, Rob Jacobs, is the one they have the bullseye on, I guess, because of something that was posted or shot around by email. I mean, he's a target, and he has agreed to meet with the marshals, and that's why they said, please, we'll be there. But I guess Rob Jacobs was there, but the 10 marshals showed up, and there was no interaction between the two.
Now, isn't this the guy that they – now, this was this one of the four?
No. Rob Jacobs is outside the four.
Okay. So, you know, when I saw Monier, or however you pronounce his name, during that press conference say that, well, we're going to be investigating even further. You know, and I'm thinking about this. Investigating what? You were dealing with Ed and Elaine Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You got your guys. You snuck in there and you snatched them. So what further investigation do you need to be doing at this point? And what was really strange, who was the guy that did the website that they showed up at his parents' business and start asking where this guy was and does he pay his taxes? Now, these are federal marshals, not IRS agents, federal marshals showing up to ask if this kid paid his taxes. And when they said, well, I don't know whether he does or he doesn't, but, you know, why are you asking? And then he turned around and said, well, do you pay your federal income tax?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Fred, if that would have been me, I would have given him 10 seconds to exit the door. Otherwise, I would have had my foot up there behind.
Well, I guess two federal marshals showed up today and knocked on Sean's door. And Sean opened the door, acknowledged that he was Sean Allen of the family Cranish. And I believe they wanted to interview him. He said, I declined the interview. And then said, what else can I do for you? So they left. But, you know, this is... I don't know how many people they're doing this to. It could be going all across the country, but it's you know, you feel something is happening in the wake of this event,
mm-hmm.
of the Browns capture. It's sort of like I want to see things opening up in a positive way to connect, to help, to serve, to have this dialogue, to get over this problem, this terror that's overhanging us throughout our country.
Well, and I've said this before, that they're going to try their intimidation factors. This is what they did with the militias, mm-hmm. back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I watched this thing going on, and there were agent provocateurs that were firmly in place in some of these groups, and they'd whip out their little sketches of bombs that they were making and trying to get people to turn their AK semi-automatics and AR-15s into full auto. A piece of advice out there, folks. Watch what you're saying, okay? Do not, under any circumstance, if there is an existing law against making any protective devices, pay attention to it. You know that you're not allowed to have automatic weapons, so don't even talk about it. Do not give one iota or shred of anything to these clowns. Because what I see going on here, and I hope I'm wrong, Fred, but I see the same thing now through the federal marshals as what the FBI was doing back in the 90s. And that is a very sad state of affairs. So my suggestion to you people out there, just keep your cool. As Fred just said about Sean Allen, you know, decline the interview. Be nice, be friendly, but say, is there anything else I can help you with? And bid them good day. You know, there's nothing else we can do about this except to keep doing, Fred, what we have been doing. You know, what amazed me is the producer for George Norrie overnight just had Alex Jones on about Ed and Elaine Brown.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now they should have had either you or your co-host or me, because they had the program on this network. You guys are still doing the program at 9 a.m. Central Time here on Republic.
Thanks to you.
Well, but that's part of my job. But I was waiting for the Fed to show up at my door,
yeah,
and try to tell me that I was aiding and abetting convicted criminals. You know, but it didn't happen. But I don't know. Maybe there's something on the NCIC computer that the cops ran. Maybe it said red flagged, hands off, federal investigation. Who knows?
Well, you know, what's interesting about the Ed Brown dialogue and the dichotomy between Elaine and Ed, and that's why it was so interesting to have this sort of creative tension on. I was, you know, did it 3 days a week, and Tim would pitch in the other two. Thankfully, and others would come on. But whenever Ed would come out in that sort of vocal, edgy type of aggressive and semi violent, you could say, a tone, when you addressed it, he would admit, yeah, this is only for self-defense, only for self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a creative tension that I think, given the circumstance, given the position he was in with his wife, I don't think too many people understand and have the respect for what it means to defend oneself against all enemies, domestic and foreign, in defense of that document.
Yeah.
And we had that on display, thanks to you, 5 days a week, and I hope somehow we can have other voices come into this, because, like you said from Friday, there's going to be more Ed and Elaine Browns.
There is going to be many more of them, and you guys keep the ramparts up there and keep doing the program, because just because Ed and Elaine Brown now have been captured, that doesn't make the problem go away. And what I want you guys to do is kick that program up another notch and just go full bore at it.
Well, that's kind of what I'm feeling has to happen. It has to take on another dimension. It can't be in that you know, Plainfield motif. It's got to be national. It's got to be global. It's got to be, you know, this is what America, why people come to this country. They don't come to this country to be terrorized by an unknown, unaccountable, unlawful, you know, gang of terrorists. That, I mean, if we know what the law is, if we all understand it, if we all can trust it, we can have dialogue, we can reach out and connect to help to serve and really restore this country once again. But it can't be done if we're in the dark, waving torches at one another.
Or scared to exercise what God gave us.
Yep.
And that's the important point. I'll tell you what, Fred, they're dying for us to pick up arms and pick a fight. We don't have to. We've got the law. We've got the Constitution on our side. Our only obligation now is to increase the numbers, the boots on the ground, so to speak, educate people, and we can avoid violent confrontation in this country, and we can recapture the Republic.
Thanks again, John. And we got Ron Paul. God bless, John.
All right. Hey, thanks, Fred. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. That'll do it today. Back with you tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report. I have a scheduled guest. I forgot who he was. He wrote a book, but it's going to be good. And along the lines of what we've been weaving in the fabric of radio so far this week. So be there tomorrow. We'll see you then.
It's true.